In the shadowed night, sometimes in the shadowed night, I become spirit. The walls, the bars, the gratings dissolve into light, and I unloosen my soul and fly through the inner darkness of my being. I become transparent, a bright shadow, a bird of dreams, singing a perfect tree of life. I have only a past, and perhaps a future. The presence has been taken from me. I'm left in an empty space whose darkness I carve at with the knife of my mind. I must carve myself anew out of the razor wire nothingness. I will know the ecstasy and the pain of freedom. I will be ordinary again. Yes, ordinary. That terrifying condition where all is possibility, where presence exists and must be faced. Hear me crying out of the wind. Hear me crying out of the silence. I am the Indian voice. Listen to me. I speak for our ancestors. They cry out to you from the unstilled grave. I speak for the children yet unborn. They cry out to you from the unspoken silence. I am the Indian voice. Listen to me. I am a chorus of millions. Hear us. Our ego cry will not be still. We are your own conscience calling to you. We are yourself, crying unheard within you. Let my unheard voice be heard. Let me speak in my heart, and the words be heard, whispering on the wind to millions, to all who care, to all with ears to hear and hearts to beat as one with mine. your voice be heard. Let me speak in my heart, and words be heard, whispering on the wind to millions, to all who care, to all with ears to hear and hearts to beat as one with mine. Put your ear to the earth and hear my heart beating there. Put your ear to the wind and hear me speaking there. We are the voice of the earth, of the future, of the mystery. Hear us. Hear us. Hear us. Hear us.